From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Protests and violence marked the day in Egypt. It is the second anniversary of the revolt that led to the ouster of former President Hosni Mubarak, and demonstrators are calling for a new revolution. They want to oust Mubarak's successor, President Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. Liberals, leftists, and secularists filled Cairo's Tahrir Square. Meanwhile, as NPR's Leila Fadel reports, the Brotherhood was doing what it does best, drumming up support for parliamentary elections by providing services to the poor.
Women pick up cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, and other vegetables and drop them on a scale at this wholesale market run by the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party in a Cairo suburb. One woman excitedly rattles off the list of what she bought, all at half price. It will feed her family for 5 days. On this day, Brotherhood supporters stayed away from Tahrir Square, where demonstrators cursed the government, demanded a new constitution, and the end of Brotherhood rule. But at this market, the patrons blame the protesters for Egypt's turmoil. Haitham Maleh, one of the Freedom and Justice Party organizers, says this is how he chose to commemorate Egypt's revolution. It's part of a service campaign launched 2 days ago by the Islamist movement, and it will go on for weeks.
Everyone can do what he thinks is the best of his country. We think this is the best approach to serve people. Others want to express their opinions. They have the freedom and right to express their opinions.
Meanwhile, across town, streams of people flooded into Tahrir Square. Their frustration was palpable. Almost 2 years after the revolution, Egypt's economy is close to imploding. The political transition has polarized the nation along secular and Islamist lines, and the revolutionary ideals of economic equality and civil liberties seem distant. Ayman Denis walked to the square with his wife and daughter. Today is also the anniversary of the day he lost his job as a cook on a cruise ship. He said he's gotten no help from the government since then.
Where the government? You think if you go to government to say something, he will answer to you? I think no.
Anis, like others here, says the Brotherhood is run by power-hungry dictators that have silenced their critics as they seek to dominate every Egyptian institution. But even protesters on this day seem deflated, unsure that anything will change. Tony Sabri, a young activist I've met multiple times in the square over the past year, is angry. Nothing has changed in 2 years, he says. The time for peaceful revolution is over. Too many people have died, and almost no one has been held accountable, he says. Sabri points to a group of young men and women dressed in black, their faces covered in masks. They are new on the scene and call themselves the Black Bloc. One of them carries a stick with spikes at the end. Sabri calls them the armed resistance. Nearby, protesters tried to storm a Brotherhood office, only to be sprayed with birdshot fired by local street vendors, according to eyewitnesses. One young man sits just outside Tahrir Square with pellets in his leg and face as a girl bandages his wounds. Clashes also broke out in Alexandria, where protesters stormed the courthouse and Brotherhood offices were broken into across the country. One was set on fire. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.